My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby, he don't care. He don't even care for high-tone places. Liz Taylor is not his style, and even Lana Turner's smile, it's something he just can't see. My baby, he don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby, he don't care. He don't even care for high-tone places. Liz Taylor is not his style, and even Lana Turner's smile, it's something he just can't see. My baby, he don't care who knows it. My baby just cares. Baby just cares for me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Carolina Shout podcast. My name is Ethan Uslan, and I'm here in my house playing piano and podcasting. And today is very special because we have a live studio audience in my home. And we also have a special guest, Anna Cecilia, who is a vocalist, bandleader, and ichthyologist. That was her singing, I'm gonna sit... No, what was that? That was...
My baby just cares for me.
Thank you. And yes, I challenge you to rewind, listen to that again, and find a fault in her performance. Because you won't. It was perfect. And anyway... Anna Cecilia, welcome to the Carolina Shout podcast. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, can you tell us where you're from originally, maybe your life story, and if you're really an ichthyologist?
I don't know what an ichthyologist is, but I think I might be one.
Okay, I think it's a fish scientist.
Oh, yeah.
We have some ichthyologists in the studio audience, I think.
At least one. I was born and raised in Sweden, and then I moved to the United States when I was in my late teens, and I live in Philadelphia now.
And were you singing, like, since you were, I'm thinking, 5 years old?
Something like that. I mean, I think most people sing when they're little kids, no matter what, and I just kind of stuck with it for a really long time.
Oh, like the opposite of me. I was told to stop when I was like 7. All right. And it's interesting that you're Swedish, because it's this total coincidence. I just happen to have written a song about Sweden.
No way!
This is just serendipitous. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Here it is. Winter time, it's always winter in Sweden. Swedish fish are jumping, and the taxes are high. But at least you get health care, huh? Oh, your daddy's name is Magnus. He's descended from Vikings. That means you are too. So hush, lingonberry, don't you forget to eat your meatballs. So, Cecilia, do you think I got the Sweden thing right in that song?
You definitely had all of your facts straight.
Thank you. I tried to get Fjord in there.
Fjords are in Norway.
It's in Norway.
Yeah.
Really?
We've got a real geographer over here.
Really? I spent all this time trying to figure out how I could work Fjord into the lyrics. And, all right.
Oh, I was not lucky that you did.
Fjord board.
Nothing rhymes with Fjord. Yeah, I didn't think so. All right. So now I thought we should follow my Swedish song up with a real Swedish song. Do you know any? I assume you do. I assume you know some real Swedish songs.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do Akvar mellan du sköna.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Remind me what it means in English and what it's about and everything.
Well, the song title in English is Dear Old Stockholm, which is actually a little bit false because it's not about Stockholm at all. It's about the beautiful forest region of Värmland in Sweden.
Värmland?
Yeah.
Sounds like Wormland.
Well, it means like warm.
Oh, Wormland.
Yeah, warm.
Kind of like how they call Greenland. Greenland, but it's not green.
But this is actually very warm and but sometimes in the summertime for a couple weeks.
Okay, that's sure. That's warm. So it's about a warm part of Sweden.
Yeah, I think you could say that.
And there are no fjords.
There are no fjords.
So before we sing the song, I'd like to mention that I've looked at the statistics for this podcast, and we have over 10,000 downloads.
No way.
Yeah. That's like the population of Värmland.
And,
and but of those 10,000 downloads, they show me the geographical breakdown. I'd like you to guess how many are in Sweden.
Zero.
Any other guesses from the...
Eight.
10,000. The answer is 16.
Oh.
16. Yeah.
Wow.
Or in Swedish, that would be...
Exactly right.
How do you say that? 16.
Sexton.
Sexton. We have sexton Swedes. It's either one Swede who listened to 16 episodes, or it could be 16 Swedes who listened to one episode, or somewhere in between. So we have between 1 and 16 Swedish listeners.
It's not too bad. Do you think it could be one Swedish person with 16 cell phones and they downloaded a podcast on each cell phone?
It sounds like something a Norwegian would do, but... all right, let's do it. Ready?
Let's do it.
Akta Värmland.
Ak Värmland du sköna.
Yeah.
Ak Värmeland, du sköna, du härliga land, du krona bland Svea rikes länder. Och kommer jag en mitt i det Thank you.
Pass around the tissue box. Yeah, thank you, Cecilia. I think you just made between 1 and 16 Swedish people really happy.
Or really sad.
Well, they're already sad. So, I thought maybe now you could tell us about your current musical projects, assuming you have any, other than being on my podcast.
Well, it just so happens that I'm here in Charlotte because I'm on the road with my swing band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And they actually happen to be right here in the studio audience.
Oh, my God.
We're on the road this week. We've played for some swing dances and some blues dances. I also have a solo project where I do some jazz, some pop, some Swedish folk songs.
Like Värmland?
Exactly, like Värmland.
Well, do you want to tell people like what it's called or anything? Or just make them work to find it?
Well, my swing band is called Anna Cecilia and the Big Time. And my solo project just goes under my name, Anna Cecilia.
Okay, well, hopefully those 16 Swedish people will Google that.
I hope so.
All right, so if you don't mind... I've got another Swedish-themed musical offering for you.
You do?
Yes. But first I'd like to ask you, from your Swedish perspective, what do you think of IKEA?
I love it.
You do? Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this.
Aww.
I wrote a song about IKEA.
You did?
And I'd like to perform it for you now.
Wow. All right, let's go.
I went down to IKEA and I bought myself a chair. I read all the directions, but I couldn't get nowhere. I went down to IKEA just to get something to eat. I bought a jar of herring and it tasted like my feet. The store is really large and vast. The lines are much too long. So if you need a couch, a desk, a sofa, or a bed, don't go to an IKEA or you'll wish that you were dead. Oh, bunch of IKEA lovers in here? All right. I hope I didn't offend your...
Oh, my people and I are very offended.
Sorry. Maybe I'll figure out a way where this podcast can't be received in Sweden. I don't know.
It's going to get banned.
Let's do another song.
All right.
I know you have a CD where you sing old-fashioned love.
That's right. I'm on the Hot Club of Philadelphia's... latest album, and this is the last track.
And you still have it in your repertoire?
I do.
You could do it right now?
I could do it right now. Let's
Ready?
Do it.
Let's do it. Mm-hmm.
my heart. And there it will always remain, like an ivy clinging vine, growing closer all the time. Through the years, joy and tears, just the same. Faith in my heart, and nothing can tear us apart. There are changes in the sea, never gonna be a change in me. I got that old fashioned love in my heart.
Thank you, Brother Brennan. Thank you, Cecilia. Yeah, I like that song. I think it's unusual for a popular song because it's kind of churchy sounding. It sounds like an old-fashioned African-American, I guess, hymn or gospel song. Uh-huh. It's by James P. Johnson, who also wrote The Carolina Shout, which this podcast is named after.
That's right.
And yeah, and what I like about that song is it sounds like church music, but the words are kind of references it because it's like I've got that faith, but it's not about God. Because you know, pop songs kind of have to be secular. I mean, that's right. The unwritten rule, you know, until Jesus take the wheel. But for the most part, you know, they kind of just there's a separation.
Anyway. Separation of church and pop.
Yeah, yeah. Which I guess we're going to adhere to today, unless you have a church song you want to sing.
Do I?
No, not that I know of.
Okay,
but
no. Then
being this spontaneous here, I mean, if you want to. If you feel it, if you feel the spirit. All right. I guess not. I was looking at your YouTube videos, and I know that you perform I'm Going to Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter.
Right, let's do that one. And that's cool. With Anna Cecilia and the Big Time. If you want to look that up at home, all you listeners out there.
In
Sweden?
Of course,
or,
yes.
probably not in Norway, now that you have a Swedish person on your show.
Can you tell us why you chose to perform that song? I guess there's infinite songs. And why that, as opposed to Jesus Take the Wheel or whatever?
Well, that song is just so much fun. And it's just, the lyrics are so quirky, and I really, really like that.
Yeah, I agree. The idea of writing yourself a letter.
Exactly.
Because you're so depressed.
Exactly.
It's a very unique
concept.
You're
so lonely.
Yeah.
It's like calling yourself on your phone.
It's texting yourself.
Yeah.
That's the saddest.
I just sit right down and send myself a text.
Oh, that's when you hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off of my feet. With those kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way you do.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a long, long letter and make believe that it came from you.
Thank you, Anna Cecilia. Thank you, studio audience. All four of you.
What do you mean? There's like 30 people in here.
Well, you guys are the big time, right? You're her band, the big time.
Yeah. The what?
Yeah, so the studio, big
That's
secret. Big secret is the studio audience is really Anna Cecilia's band. It should
secret
be called.
Comes out.
It should be called Anna Cecilia in the studio.
We're going to be called that from now on.
Sounds good. Well, I'm afraid that it's time to wrap it up. I know you guys have a gig this afternoon or this evening up in Raleigh. You gotta hightail it out of here soon.
That's right.
And I got to pick up my kids from school.
That's important too.
Yeah.
Can we do one last song together?
Well, if we do it quickly.
Okay.
All right. Because I know I'm busy. You're busy.
Got to run.
We got to do it. How about Two Sleepy People?
Oh, that sounds great.
Let's do it. And I'll read the credits over the piano solo.
Perfect.
Multitasking. All right, let's do it. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people. By dawn's early light, and too much enough to say goodnight. Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't lie. You at all. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Oh, here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fella, drowsy little day. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away.
You have been listening to the Carolina Shout podcast. Ethan Uslan plays piano, as a matter of fact. Kate Uslan is a recording engineer, and she's an autodidact. Our special guest today is Anna Cecilia, the vocalist for Anna Cecilia and the Big Time. Check out her music at annaceciliasings.com. Thanks to the Big Time for being our studio audience. And thanks to Carl Gustaf, the King of Sweden, for sending us a gift basket that we had to assemble ourselves. And of course, thanks to the great Swedish scientist Carl Linnaeus for his brilliant taxonomy system. Did you know how many types of Volvos there are? There's the Volvo V40, the Volvo V60, the Volvo V90, the Volvo S60, the Volvo S90, the Volvo XC60.
Here we are, time to end the show. I got stuff to do, I'm a busy gal, you know. Two busy people who want to end this fast. Enough with your silly old podcast. Here we are, time to close up shop. Our recording engineer is closing her laptop. Two busy people who must hit the road. And now we will end this episode.